Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guests today are Milagres, which means miracles in Portuguese, a band from Brooklyn whose new album is inspired by lead singer and songwriter Kyle Wilson's mountaineering trips in British Columbia, Canada, where he had decided to start climbing after researching the topic, kind of trying to figure out what he was going to do. He was injured by climbing, and he started writing the songs that became the band's album. The album is called Glowing Mouth and was released on Kill Rock Stars in September. Let's get right to a performance from Milagres. This is a song called Halfway. And that is an auspicious beginning. That is how Milagres' album, Glowing Mouth, begins as well, and be our session also today here at the World Cafe. Welcome. Thanks a lot for being here, guys. That's great.
Thanks for having us.
I think we ought to start maybe with how this band began, because even though this is the first full-length recordings as Milagres. A lot of the relationships in this band go back almost a decade, I would guess.
Boy, do they. Shall we elaborate, or is that enough?
Yeah, well, hopefully some elaboration, yes.
Why don't we start with Steve and Eric?
Well, Steve and I basically grew up in the same town together. His mom was like my Sunday school teacher. Not like my Sunday, she was. So we've been playing in bands together for over 10 years.
And that's Steven Leventhal and Eric Schwartz. And who met at NYU? All of you met at NYU? Or?
Well, it's kind of funny, actually, because we all technically met at NYU, but I don't think we really... None of us became great friends with each other until after we graduated.
Yeah, we all had mutual friends that we met through who we did know and didn't really start socializing until after we graduated.
And there was a band before this, but what changed such that you wanted to change the name of the band and do things differently?
Well, the name change happened when Fraser and Chris basically joined the band, and we knew we wanted to make a new record, and we knew it was going to be really different because, you know, we were kind of like headed in a different direction, and coupled with the fact that we didn't really like our old band name that much, we just decided it was time for a change, and it seemed like it was a smooth, easy transition, so we changed it, but we also loved, I think we liked our first record, and we wanted to take it with us, so we just took it with us.
Milagres means miracles in Portuguese, and I understand that has naming yourselves that has led to some unusual fans.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people from Brazil and Portugal may have accidentally liked us on Facebook or something, but hopefully they actually check out the band. And like,
now there's a Milagres place. It's in Brazil, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to put that on your tour sometime. It would be kind of,
that would be really cool. Yeah.
We'll either be very well received or very poorly received.
It won't really matter because you'll be in Brazil having a good time. So
exactly.
At that point. I'll hear more of the origin myth in a bit, but I'd love to hear some more of these songs from the new album. What do you want to do next?
I guess we're going to do what, Here to Stay next?
This is exactly how the album continues.
Excellent.
I was restless. I was young. I was a killer. I spoke in tongues. It did it through. We'll be right back.
Here to stay, Milagres, our guest today on the World Cafe, Kyle Wilson, Herrick Schwartz, Fraser McCulloch, Chris Brazzi, and Stephen Leventhal. And Fraser produced the album, and the songs, lyrics, etc., are from Kyle, who's singing today. And part of the story about how this album came about, Kyle, has to do with you getting out of Brooklyn, where the band is based. First of all, what led you to want to leave?
Well, actually, the first album that we made was called Seven Summits, and it started out as like it's sort of a long story, but it started out as like I decided that I kind of wanted to make sort of like a concept album. And one of the things that I became fascinated with was high altitude mountaineering, because I'd read a couple of books and I went on a trip.
What'd you read?
I read John Krakauer's Into Thin Air. Yeah, right. And in conjunction with that, I read a lot of the other books that were kind of around that that whole tragedy. And then I started to read some other stuff, some kind of like more obscure stuff, and I just got really like fascinated with the idea of sort of like taking this enormous risk for arguably no reason. and that became like a lens through which to talk about a lot of other things. So during the course of writing the first album, I actually got sort of kind of obsessed with mountaineering, and I started to actually do it myself. So I ended up leaving New York to go on this like expedition that was up in Canada. And in a way it was like, you know, it had started out as sort of like research for the first album and turned into something that I was like interested in doing, you know, almost as much or more than playing music. So
I got to tell you, it's really intimidating. I mean, was that part of the thing to have a challenge like that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think for me, it was a lot of it was like overcoming fear was something that I got kind of like almost like addicted to.
Interesting. And how did that affect these songs? Or did it?
I don't think it affected these songs as much as it did on the previous album. And I think the reason for that is that like the obsession with thinking about it and talking about it had sort of ended, and the obsession with doing it was continuing. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, these songs were recorded over a period of time. Were you... to listen to it, it's a really cohesive record, and I wonder what it's like when you're making something like this. Do you see what the whole? Do you have an idea what it's going to be like at the end, or how does it all come together?
Well, I'm actually quite surprised to hear you say that it's a cohesive record, because I think from my vantage point, and maybe from our vantage point, I can't speak for everybody else, but it doesn't feel that way at all.
Right, right.
You know, because like all the songs were written over a long period of time. You know, with sort of like. Actually, I think Fraser and I even had some conversations at some point about like sort of allowing the album to be a little bit more like kind of like Sgt. Pepper's or something, you know, like where it's just got like a little bit of a lot of different things on it.
And it's also interesting that there are at least two guitarists in the band, and yet the album doesn't sound. And you wrote, I assume, on guitar, right?
Actually, no. That was one huge difference between this record and the first one, is that this was mostly written on keys.
Ah, okay. Well, there you go. That makes sense, because there is some really cool keyboard sounds on the record.
Yeah. But the funny thing is that we've had reviews in the past writing about all the keyboard sounds on songs that don't have keyboards on them. And that's probably part of that, where the guitars don't often sound like guitars anyway.
Gotcha. One of the songs that... I remember hearing for the first time, and which I absolutely loved, is the title track, which I think was, whatever that means nowadays, the first single from the album, or one of the first songs that got major attention. Is this one of the ones that was early on in the development, or how did it come about?
No, actually.
The other way around.
Complete opposite. Almost didn't make it on the record. It was just a last-minute thing. Kyle sent the song over, and he said, check it out, what do you think? And I was like, this might be okay, but I mean, it struggled a little bit, but then I think when it was done, it was like, you know, Kyle was definitely dead set, and he's like, this has to go on the album, and he was right.
So how did it end up being the title track? That's interesting. You just like the way that it sounded? Or?
We couldn't agree on anything else.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Well, I love this one. This is Glowing Mouth.
You
Glowing Mouth, the song, and the title track from Milagres' album. Thank you all so much for coming by.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's great. Milagres, our guest. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.